What begins as a picture-perfect Winter Wonderland birthday celebration ends in tragedy, betrayal, and murder. Caitlin's 36th birthday party is a masterpiece of planning. Silver snowflakes dangling from the ceiling, fairy lights weaving through crystal branches, and a buffet table groaning under the weight of her favorite foods. Her husband, Toby, has spared no expense, though his tight smile hints at financial strain. Meanwhile, her best friend Leah straightens centerpieces with trembling hands, watching as Caitlin downs her third glass of Prosecco before guests arrive. As the night unfolds, the carefully constructed facade begins to crumble. Leah notices Caitlin's not-so-subtle flirtation with her ex-husband Aaron and retreats to the bathroom where she discovers a box of pregnancy tests hidden behind expensive face creams. By midnight, the Winter Wonderland has devolved into chaos, spilled champagne, a crooked banner, and a core group of people bound together by shared histories and fresh wounds. 2 days after the party, Caitlin wakes in a hospital bed with no recollection of her birthday celebration. She's diagnosed with transient global amnesia, a real neurological condition where hours of her life have disappeared, appearing only as a black dot on her MRI. During the acute phase, she repeatedly asked the same questions, unable to retain new information for more than a few minutes. "Where are we going? Why?" she asked over and over as Toby and Leah rushed her to the hospital. This memory gap becomes the perfect device for unraveling the novel's central mystery. With Caitlin's memories erased, she must piece together what happened through the accounts of others, particularly Toby and Leah, both of whom have reasons to conceal the truth. "Where did I go? Where have I been?" she asks the nurse, perfectly capturing the disorienting experience of losing time and the desperate need to recover those missing hours, especially when they might contain life-changing revelations. We'll be best friends forever. We'll never fight and always love each other. This childhood promise between 6-year-old Leah and Caitlin becomes ironically significant as their relationship evolves. Their bond formed when Leah brought Caitlin home after finding her mother intoxicated. That night, Caitlin had the best sleep ever, and they became inseparable. Yet, resentments brewed beneath the surface. Caitlin spent afternoons at Leah's house, bonding with Leah's mother, Teresa, while Leah secretly felt burdened by Caitlin's presence and her mother's apparent favoritism. When Caitlin's mother died during their post-high school European trip, Leah's family became Caitlin's only real family. Later, Leah introduced Caitlin to Toby, whom Caitlin eventually married, with Leah's father walking her down the aisle. Their adult lives diverged dramatically. Caitlin achieved domestic bliss with Toby and their daughter Harper, while Leah endured a difficult marriage, divorce, and career setbacks, creating a toxic dynamic where Leah increasingly viewed Caitlin as having stolen the life that should have been hers. As Caitlin pieces together her birthday night, troubling clues emerge. A text from Aaron apologizes for everything that happened, and she finds unfamiliar red lingerie under her bed. A memory flashes of Toby and Leah embracing. When she meets Aaron, hoping for answers, he reveals they had sex that night, forcing her to question her own character. The truth unfolds gradually. She'd been secretly meeting Aaron to discuss buying an art gallery, a chance to use her art history degree and be more than just Harper's mother. Meanwhile, Leah harbors her own destructive secrets. Recently fired and living in a hastily rented apartment after her divorce, she's fabricated a pregnancy and obsesses over Toby. When visiting his law firm, she attempts to kiss him, revealing her feelings. His rejection only strengthens her resolve to destroy Caitlin's seemingly perfect life. The novel climaxes through explosive confrontations that expose damaged relationships. At a birthday party, Leah discovers Caitlin and Aaron having sex and tells Toby. Aaron becomes obsessed with Caitlin afterward, bombarding her with texts. When she dismisses their encounter as an alcohol-fueled mistake, Aaron attacks her, choking her violently. 3 months later, events culminate at a cliff edge where Leah manipulates Caitlin by holding Harper hostage beyond a safety fence. After Harper reaches safety, Leah forces Caitlin to stay as she reads Aaron's letter revealing their conspiracy. Leah encouraged Aaron's pursuit of Caitlin to claim Toby for herself. During their struggle, Leah confesses her lifelong envy of Caitlin. The confrontation turns deadly when Caitlin reveals she knows about Leah sleeping with Toby during Harper's infancy. Suddenly, Caitlin shouts, "Stop pushing," though Leah isn't touching her. As Leah steps back, she finds herself falling through the air, with Caitlin's strange smile being the last thing she sees. Motherhood emerges as both fulfillment and battlefield throughout the novel. Caitlin's postpartum depression after Harper's birth left profound psychological scars, paralyzing anxiety that made even grocery shopping feel insurmountable. Despite Toby's gentle persistence about having more children, Caitlin firmly resists, haunted by memories of crying uncontrollably while her mother watched the baby. When she discovers she's pregnant on her birthday night, her devastation reveals her trauma's depth. With Harper starting preschool, she had meticulously planned her return to the art world, developing business plans for a gallery. The pregnancy threatens not just these plans, but her identity beyond motherhood. Leah's relationship with motherhood presents a painful counterpoint, her infertility becoming a lens through which she views her life. Years of failed treatments drained her savings and marriage. She meticulously tracks Caitlin's life through social media, saving every photo of Harper's milestones in a private folder that feeds her resentment. This unfulfilled maternal longing drives increasingly destructive actions, from fabricating a pregnancy to crafting elaborate fantasies about stepping into Caitlin's life if she were to vanish. 3 months after Leah's death, Caitlin and Toby escape to Queensland for their baby moon. At 28 weeks pregnant, Caitlin finds solace in the promise of new beginnings, yet remains haunted by nightmares of Leah's fall. The police investigation concluded quickly. Harper's testimony that Auntie Leah tried to push Mommy off the cliff supported Caitlin's self-defense claim. But Caitlin harbors a darker truth. The push wasn't defensive, but deliberate. In her mind, she justifies it. It wasn't murder, it was just a push, just a little push. She wanted Leah to understand in those final moments that she knew everything about Aaron's letter and years of betrayal. Her confession carefully concealed her most vital secret, Toby's affair with Leah during Harper's infancy. This knowledge creates an invisible barrier between them, even as they present a united front. How easily can the perfect life unravel? When secrets emerge, even decades-old friendships can become deadly. The people who know us best know exactly where to strike. Sometimes the most dangerous threat isn't a stranger, but the best friend waiting to take your place. In the end, how well do we really know those closest to us? And what price are we willing to pay to protect the lives we've built?